Yeah, so we had a we were holding the rush. So we had a problem in the rush. The rush is done if you could be if the shulchan can be meichel and the meichel to each other, the chiyuv to build the kaisel. First, the rush is done about chazaka. If neither one asked the other one to build a kaisel, after 3 years, can he claim that now he has a chazaka? It proves that it must be that the other shutef was meichel, his lashonis was meichel, were sold or gave him the right to be there without a kaisel. So the Rosh is for various technical reasons that there's no chazaka, because he can say, you know, I wasn't meichel because I was waiting for you to be meichel, or another story says because the hezek is tadir, so on the hezek that's tadir. And a hezek that's tadir, there's no chazaka. Yesterday I think we asked, why is the fact that it's tadir compares it to kutru beis akisa? Whereas like kutru beis akisa, there's no chazaka because the hezek is tadir. The Rosh learns. So we asked yesterday if it's tadir, so the hezek is worse. If the hezek is worse, it should be more chazaka. So the answer is the Rosh himself over there answers. The Rosh explains that in a hezek that's tadir, it's not the derech of a person to be meichel. So therefore, even though chayrid it's a riot, the gimel shanim should be a riot. But against the riot of the gimel shanim is the fact that we don't think that anybody would be meichel such a thing. So therefore, it's far fetched that somebody be meichel, he could have an outhouse right near my property, or that somebody be meichel and a hezek should be able to just look into my yard. So mainly, we don't believe it. Even though there's chesed gimel shanim, we just don't believe that he was meichel. So that's some of the pshat here in the rush as well. By hezek ri'ah, number one. Since it's mutual, so each one was waiting when it was waiting for the other. And number two, the hezek is so it's not credible that he was meichel and a hezek kriya. Then the Rosh says, but what if there were eidim who say that he was meichel? So then it's good. Then he was meichel. Then if the shutfim were meichel to each other, I think that's the way he sets up the case. If there were eidim that the shutfim were meichel to each other, that they shouldn't have to build up a wall, they shouldn't have to put up a wall. Interesting. That's how he sets it up. They were meichel to each other. So then it works, and they can't be chayzer. It's not daimed to crack susi, because here it's by crack susi you can be chayzer, because here it's a chi of mammon to build the kaisel, to give money to build the kaisel, and in a chi of mammon you could be meichel. So the kasha is. First of all, let's look at the main kash. The main kash is, why is it only a chiyuv mammon? What happened to the chiyuv of arachakas nezokin? Why isn't there a chiyuv of arachakas nezokin? Where did that disappear to? There's a hezek of hezek riyot. Hezek riyot is not only to build a kaisel. Oh, if you open a chalayin, I can tell you to close the chalayin because of hezek riyot. So where that disappear to? Even the Ramban, the Rashi, but those Rishonim we saw that hold that besides the din of hezek riyot, that besides the din of hezek riyot, there's also a tikkun achatzer din. A beishar dekadin that they can be kaifin said that is a chiyuv mammon. The chiyuv to build a beishar, for example, is a chiyuv mammon. About an adat shayach mechila. Even those rishayim hold that there's a chiyuv that there's a tikkun achatzer dekadin, but b'pshuta it is hezek ri'ah as well. And even if not, we had a svara maybe in the Ramban and the Raivit that there's no chiyuv hezek ri'ah because almanas ken cholku by achim shecholku that you can't tell him to close the window because almanas ken cholku. That was all in other rishayim. But the Rosh is clearly not the way. The Rosh holds by Akam Shechalku. You can tell him to close up the Chalayin. And the Rosh in Dav Zayin explained very clearly because he said, Akam Shechalku, what do you mean? It's Hezek Riyah. He's Mazik in Beriyah. How do you can tell him to close up the window? He's Mazik me by Hezek Riyah. And we had Kisei that we saw in the Rosh. The Rosh says that the doesn't buy the chiyuv the whole svar about that he's going to be misasmim and bedin. The svar of the Ramban and the Rashba They're asking, what does it matter? Yeshayftim ba'aretz. Apparently, he doesn't think there's a tikkun achatzar. It's only a din of hezekriya. So where did that go to? Bekitzer. Even if the Rosh agreed that there's a tikkun achatzar tikkun, which pashtus he does not. Everything we saw up till now would seem to indicate the Rosh doesn't even have the din of tikkun achatzar. But even if he did, but there's also a din of hezekriya. So how does it help mechila that? That's the kushya gadolah here in the Rosh. Some want to say, but it's very dochuk in the Rosh, some want to say that the Rosh, that in a chenami, even if they meichel each other, but for that it's enough chutzah v'dafu. The mechila works that they don't have to put up gvil begozes. Because gvil begozes, that's already a chi of moment. And he writes last is my samparas, that I can force you to be mishtatif with me in a kaisel of vil begozes, because I don't want to waste money on a kaisel of hutzav adafna. That's a chayv moment, and that you can be meichel. But hutzav adafna, why do you have to put up? That's hezekriya. Yeah, but about that's the can the rosh, the passage in the rosh, is if they meichel each other, then they can, I think the language of the rosh is clearly out there, that if they can be meichel each other, to live with the hezekriya. So the loss they were Michael and Hezekiah is masculine. Now there's no problem with it. There's no tree of Hezekiah at all. So how does that work? And the Rosh says it's not daimitus to crack susi, because here it's only a chi of mammon. Chi of mammon yesh b'neim. How the commission is chayav le'mono mochel el shazochem chilos of lekin. So I was thinking the following lines. Avada the chiyuv here is a chiyuv of the sibas achiyuv over here. The reason why you have to put up a wall is because of achokas mezok. That's true. It's not a tikkun according to the Rosh. It's not a tikkun achatzar dikadin. It's certainly not only a tikkun achatzar dikadin. And everything up till now seems in the case that the Rosh doesn't think it's a tikkun achatzar din altogether. It's a din of achokah. It's the sibas achiyuv. The reason why you have to put up a wall is because you have to be machrik in nezek of hezekriya. But there's a wrinkle. What would be the following case? It's a case that the Mufarshim talked about. What if you have a case, shutvin, the chelik achatzar, after build a kaisel, one of the shutvin is poor, and he does not have money to build a kaisel. Nothing to do. He can't squeeze water out of a rock, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it, so do something. He doesn't have it. So what's the halach? Can the other shutv, the oshir, can he say to the Ani, I don't want you to be mazik me with hezekriya. If you can't afford to participate in a kaisel, so go away. Go away. Don't go into your chatzah. Stay in your house. Because every time you go in your chatzah, you're going to be mazik me with hezekriya. And I'm being teveh, you are chokas nezokim. L'chayra, bashkofer ishayna, why not? It's a chiyav chokas nezokim, like any other chiyav chokas nezokim. If you can build a wall, you can build a wall. You don't have money to build a wall. So life is tough all over, but you have no right to be machik me with hezekriya. Maisa, you see in Paiskim not doing. First of all, it's a beferish meiri that gimel. The meiri says that it's a dover poshut. That in such a case, mamish this case he talks about, and he says it's a dover poshut that you can't tell the oni not to live there. In the noisy kelim and shulchan aruch, there's a machlekas that has. And the nesivus about such a case. In Simon Kuf Nun Hey, no, not Kuf Nun Hey. Where's the title? I'm stomach's here in the simon of in the simon kufnazai. Stomach's a kufnazai. The Torah also says about such a case. One fellow was an oni. So the Taz says like the Iri, you can't tell the oni to leave. And the Siva says that since the oni has a chiyuv to build a kaisel, so we can be mimashkin, we can take a mashkin to force the oni to pay for a wall, and therefore we can tell the oni, you have to rent out your chutzer in order to earn the money. Or rent it to the other guy if you want. Rent it to the other fellow. You have to rent it out in order to earn the money to build the wall. But even the Nesivis doesn't say that Stam, the Oni can't live there because of Achalkas Nezaki. Even he comes at it that the Oni also has a Chiyav Mam to build the wall. So he thinks that for the Chiyav Mam to build the wall, we could be Yoyrid and Chosim and force him to use the Chosim to generate income to build the wall. But even the Nesivis doesn't come at it from the side that how could he live there at all? He's not allowed to walk into the Chotzer because of Achalkas Nezaki. And the Taz and the Meiri, they don't even have that. They apparently hold it in this year that we're not mamashkin for this for whatever reason, not quite sure. But they hold stamp. The Oni can live in the Chotzer and there's nothing the Asher can do about it. Maybe find him a better job, but there's nothing the Asher can do about it. There's a Chiyuv to build a Kaisel, but there's no din that you have to be mamashkin the Oni from living there. So the Shah is, why not? Why? What happened to the Chiyuv Achalkas Nezaki? So there's a few possibilities. Possibility number one is the Nesivis in Kufnun Hei Yud Ches. Nesivis talks about the fundamental question that we already touched on the other day. What's the difference between the Nezokin of Baba Kama, where it's clear that the Mazik has to be Shomer his mom and that it shouldn't be Mazik, and all of the, and this case Shchenim in Perek LaYachbar, where we have all these complicated rules, sometimes al mazik lahachik, sometimes al anisik lahachik, and all kinds of exceptions and so on. So what's the difference? So the Nesivis says the way, the other day I told you, Chaim said, by nisik shcheinim I'm doing b'toich shali. So I'm doing b'toich shali, I have a shush to do b'toich shali. Of course, you have a shush to do b'toich shalcha. Maybe there's a clash. So we have to decide whose shush trumps. But as long as I have a shush to do b'toich shali, I'm be'etzem, not a mazik. The Nesivis has a different nusach. The nusach of the Nesivis is that the Torah was only memechayev me to watch my mom and hamazik, where it's possible to watch the mom and hamazik and still be mishtamish with it. In other words, I can watch my ox at a shun gur and still use my ox. So that Torah is mechayev me. The Torah is mechayev me to watch my ox. The Torah said, you can have an ox, you can use an ox, but you have to make sure that it doesn't gore anybody or anything. So that's Baba Kama. But the Torah wasn't mechayev me not to use my field in order that my field shouldn't be masked. That's like a bridge too far. The Torah wasn't mechayev me not to use my mom. That goes too far. Ad kelekach Torah wasn't mechayev. So in Layachbar, it's all in Yonim where the issue is, am I allowed to be mishtamish with my mamon? So you can't just say, well, the mazik, it's dalet ovas nezikin, mamon amazik. Mamon amazik, that would mean I can't use my field. I want to plant a tree in my field. It's a tree it's a field that I want to use my field. It's the normal mishtamishes in my field to plant trees. So the regular mamon amazik that you don't have, because the Torah didn't go so far to say that you have to be shomer your that you have to be shomer your field not to be mishtamish in it at all. So maybe al derech the Nesivis, we could say that therefore, even though there's an of Hezekiah, but we never go so far as to say because of Hezekiah, you can't live in your house at all, you can't live in your chutzner at all. Ad kadei kach, there can't be a chiyuv of watch the chiyuv to be shomer my moment from being mazik can't go so far as to say that I can't live in my field at all. So maybe here, if he's only, if you can build a wall, build a wall. But if you can't build a wall, so we can't come to, we can't go so far as to tell him that he has to leave his field. Maybe that's one possibility. I heard such a possibility. Not so pashut. The whole nesiva is not so pashut. And in fact, over here, I'm not sure that we should call it using my field. It's really, you know, it's more like using myself. I'm the one who's looking at the guy. I'm not sure that that goes under the heading of mamon hamazik altogether. And my own self, Muslim, I have to watch no matter what. I don't think they have such a concept. I thought maybe a different mahalach, more pashut mahalach, pshat the meiri. Why the oni? Why can't we tell the guy, don't live here because of hezekri? Go like this. What would be if there were no walls? Imagine there were no walls. A world in which there are no walls. Sounds like a song. Imagine a world where there are no walls. But this has a career. So what would be the din? Two shcheinim, two shutfin shechalkum. And there's no walls. So what would be the din else has a career? So Ashkofer Yishayna, you'd say, oh, Hezekiah, they can't live in the Chatzah. Neither Shutuf can live in the Chatzah. But one second. If neither Shutuf can live in the Chatzah, then there's no Hezekiah. Remember, it's a case, the case over here is that they're looking at each other. They're being masik each other with Hezekiah. So what do I want to be Mechayim? In a case like this, it'll be a one-way street, like a gaga somach l'chotzer, then in a chananu, we'll tell the guy not to go on the gag. But in a case of shutfin shechalkum, if Hezekiah was mechayev that he can't live in the chotzer, then it would be mechayev that neither one could live in the chotzer. But if neither one's living in the chotzer, then Hezekiah, then there's no Hezekiah. Well, if there's no Hezekiah, then they come back. Then they can come back. Of course, when they come back, now there's Hezekiah, now they have to leave. States of chayzev chalil go around the circles. They leave, they come back, they leave, they come back. Every time they leave, there's no Hezekiah now, then they come back. So I think that maybe that's the pshat in the Meiri. The Meiri holds that because it's a mutual Hezekiah, in a mutual Hezekiah, the Hezekiah can't be Mechayev that he shouldn't live in the Chatzah. Because if it's Mechayev that he shouldn't live in the Chatzah, then it's Mechayev that neither one should live in the Chatzah. And if neither one lives in the Chatzah, then there's no Hezekiah. So how can Hezekiah be Mechayev them not to live in the Chatzah? If they don't live in the Chatzah, there's no Hezekiah. What Hezekiah can be Mechayev is that he should build a Kaisel. The kitzur, that's what I want to build on this meeting. That it says in the Meiri that even in a case where you cannot build a kaisel, you still don't have to be misalak your dira. He says, even if you're Ani can't build a kaisel, he does not have to be misalak his dira. So what I want to say, therefore, is that in a case like this where there's a mutual hezekriah, the etzem hezekriah can't be mechayev them to be misalak the hezek. Because to be misalak the hezek, the plain meaning of being misalak the hezek is to leave. But Hezekiah can't be mechayev them to leave because it's a mutual Hezekiah. A mutual Hezekiah can't be mechayev them to leave. Because if they leave, there's no mutual Hezekiah. So the din that they have to be machik is not shaykh. The most we can be mechayev is that they have to build a kaisel. Now, but MS, that's so simple, and I think it's totally in the chakir. Let's say the yisoy that I'm saying is correct. I think it's right, makes sense. That when you have, in a world without ksolim, if you had shutfin shecholku, would not have to leave. I mean, that much is self-evident. In a world without ksolim, in a world where there is, where you can't make a kaisel, or some situation where you can't make a kaisel, Hezekiah is certainly not mechayev the shutfin both to leave. And if it's not mechayev them both to leave, it's not mechayev anybody to leave. All that can be mechayev is they have to build a kaisel. However, Adayim Yesh Lachkum. Is the pshat? I mean, you can see already that I'm inching towards the Rosh. And even though it's all based on Hezekiah, but Hezekiah is only Mechayev to build a Kaisel. It's not Mechayev Rachok. That's what we're trying to inch towards. But first of all, we have this, this really with the Klerach HaKir. Granted that a Hezek Riyah, in a case of mutual Hezek Riyah, in a unilateral Hezek Riyah, like a Gaga Salmach L'chatzer, about a Hezek Riyah, then we'll have the guy to leave. The way I'm explaining the Me'iri would agree that the Baal HaGag is an Ani, then he has to leave. Because that's not a mutual Hezek Riyah. That's a Hezek Riyah, that's one way, and it's Mechayev the Mazik to leave. Or to build a wall, and if he's too poor to build a wall, then he has to leave. Don't grow up in the Gag. I don't think the Me'iri is talking about this. At least the way I'm explaining the Me'iri now, the Me'iri would not be addressing such a case. He's talking dafka about a case where it's an, where it's a shutfen shechoku, and it's a mutual Hezek Riyah. So a mutual Hezek Riyah cannot be Mechayev the shutfen to leave. Again, because if they leave, there's no Hezek Riyah. But it is Mechayev the Shibul Dukais. So now, Adayin, Yesh Lachkar, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that Hezek Riyah cannot, true, Hezek Riyah cannot be Mechayev them to leave. It cannot be Mechayev them not to live in the Chos. You can't forbid them from living in the Chos. But maybe what it can do is it can forbid them from living in the Chos without a Kaisa. But it's still a din that they're not allowed to live in the chutzah, except they were qualified. We're not saying you can't live in the chutzah at all, because if you don't live in the chutzah, then there's no hezekiah. So that's circular and it makes no sense. It's, it breaks down. But it could be mechayev you not to live in the chutzah without a kaisel. That's perhaps like that. So it's still a chiyuv to be marchik your dira. In other words, at the end of the day, maybe there is a chiyuv here to be machik yadir, not to be machik yadir, not to be there at all, because that's that can't be. But it's still mechayev you to be machik yadir from having a dira without a kaisel. Or do we say that since hezek riyah can't be mechayev them to be machik their dira, so there's no chiyuv of archokas dira at all. The chiyuv to build a kaisel is a new chiyuv. The sivas achiyuv, the reason for the chiyuv is hezek riyah. But the nature of the chiyuv is not a chiyuv of our chokas nezokim. It's a new kind of chiyuv of binyan kaisel. So that's the main, the nekudah here. And I want to get, based on the Me'iri, I want to say, I think there's a big logic here. That by a shutfen shechalku, we can't be mechayev him stam to be machik his dira. We can't be mechayev them to be machik the dira. We can only mechayev them to build a kaisel. And dain yesh lachkar, that chiyev to build a kaisel, is that still at all a kind of chiyev of achakas dira? You have to be machik your dira. You can't have a dira here below kaisel. But do I say that there's no chiyev achakas nizokin here at all? Even though there is a hezek, there's a mazik. There's a mazik of hezek. But the chiyuv of harchokas nezokin, to take your dira away, doesn't apply altogether in such a case. What we have is a new kind of chiyuv, a chiyuv to build a kaisel. Maybe if we tell it in a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Aleph, beginning of Perek Aleph, halacha base, the Rambam and the Ravid have an argument the following case. Let's say you have a chatzah she'en bo din chalukah. It's too small for either party to force a chalukah. There's no dalet amos to say, but dalet amos to say. So they can only split the chatzah if they agree. And they did not agree. Now there is another eitzah, the Gemara talks about good or good, that one can say to the other, buy me out or I'll buy you out. But let's say that one of the partners doesn't want to buy out and he doesn't want to be bought out. He's very happy being a partner. And he says, no, lay with the Aleph. I don't want to buy. I don't want to sell. I don't want to split. I like things the way they are. I like the status quo. I want to stay as a shutuf. The other guy says, I don't want to be a shutuf. I don't want to be with him. So what happens next? So the Rambam says that we force them to divide the time in the chatzah. One guy lives there for a year, and then the other guy lives there for a year. They do time sharing. They have to have a time sharing arrangement. They don't want to split it. One of the guys refuses to build a wall and split the kaisel. But the other guy doesn't want to live. But the other guy doesn't want to live there together. So the only solution is that they have to share the time. The derivative is chaylit, And the Ravid says, no, since he can't force a chalukah, so they just lived it together. Tough luck. So what's the nekudas of machlekes? The Rambam, I understand, the pshuto, the chayra, the pshat in the Rambam is, the Rambam holds, that there's a hezekriya. If they're going to live there at the same time, they're going to be massacring each other with hezekriya. So one partner doesn't care, but the other partner is saying, I don't want to live here with you because you're being massacred with hezekriya. I can't force you to split the chotzer, because if we split the chotzer, then it's not going to be shmoy olob, since it's not dalad amas to seh, but not dalad amas to seh. So if we split the chotzer, so we're not going to get two chatzeres. You'll get a driveway, I'll get a driveway. I can't force you to give up your chotzer and have a driveway. That's the name of Kanei Chalukah. So I can't force you to be massacred the chotzer. So I can't force a chalukah on you. But I can certainly force you not to be massacring me with hezekriya. So how am I going to force you not to be massacring me with hezekriya? Al kochach. I can't force you to split the chotzer, but I can force you to split the time. So mainly I have to do timeshare. So what does the Ravid hold? So some say pshat in the Ravid, I saw b'shem rabach ber. I didn't see this in the Chishmos, I don't know where it is, but so in Chiddush of Chaim Shlomi, he brings b'shem rabach ber. Maybe he just had it about that. He's a enikel. He's a grandson. That rabach ber said the Ravid holds that shutfin don't have hezekriya. We talked about this a little bit the other day, I think. Is the shutfin have hezekriya or not? I mean, close mind to living there together, they probably don't care. But in theory, is there hezekriya among shutfin? So we'll talk about it later. We get to the base and the rimigash about the chazaka. But akapanim, it's an open question. Do shutfin have hezekriya beetsim? So Rabbi Chaim said that's the machlekes. The Ram held the shutfin have hezekriya. So one shutfin can say to the other, you're being massacred with hezekriya. So we have to force a timeshare. I'm going to force you. If you don't want to split the chutzah literally, then we have to. Then I'm forcing you to do timeshare. The Rambam agrees that if they don't want to do timeshare, they don't have to. But the Rambam is saying one of them can force the other to do timeshare because he can say you're being massacred with hezekriya. The Ravid holds, Rabbi Bachber said, that shutfin don't have such a thing. I said there's no such thing as hezekriya by shutfin. So since the shutfin, and I can't force a chalukah to the shutfin, willy nilly the shutfin. Shutfin be'etzim don't have hezekriya. They live together. That's the nature of shutfin. They live together. So there's no hezekriya. But I want to suggest that maybe, no, Lo'ilum the Ravid agrees that there is hezekriya. But the machlekes Rambam the Ravid is exactly about the nekuda that I'm raising. The Rambam holds that there's hezekriya. And hezekriya can't normally be mechayev me just to leave. But it could be mechayev me not to be here without a kaisel. And in a case where you can't build a kaisel because it's aimed at the chalukah, then I can't, and I'm not allowed to live here without a kaisel. Then I have to leave, and we'll do a timeshare. But the Rambam holds that in a chenami, when you have two shutfin, we can't force them both to leave. But if one of them is upset by the hezekriya. So then we can't force a wall. So then we'll have to force a timesharing because there's an isser to live here without. It's also to live here and be masik with hezekriya. When you can make a wall, so the mechayev is to make a wall rather than timesharing. But in a case where you can't make a wall, then al kach you have to do something else instead of a wall. So you do timeshare. Timesharing is like a next best after a wall. It's also to live without a wall. Here you can't make a wall. Because it's aimed at a chalukah. So if you can't make, you can't force a wall. So we'll force the next best thing instead of a wall, which is timeshare. But one way or another, you can't live here without a wall. You can't live here with a hezekriya. And the Ravid holds that there is hezekriya, but since hezekriya can't be mechayev me not to live here, because that's the nature of mutual hezekriya, it can't be mechayev me not to live here. So the most hezekriya can be mechayev is a nuchiv to make a wall. But here we can't make a wall because I am b'kenei chalukah. So finish, we can't make a wall. So we'll just have to live it the way it is with the hezekriya. It could be the Meiri Shaila ben Oni who'll be telling this machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid too. The Chayetz Mistaber. The way I'm explaining it, it's Mistaber that the Rambam and the Ravid will also argue about the Meiri's case of an Oni. Lefi the Rambam, even if you can't make a wall, but you can't live here and be masik with hezekriya. So what is? You can't make a wall for whatever reason. You can't make a wall, but You can't make a wall, but you still can't live here with Hezek Riyah. Could be how overcomplicated things. But Kitzer, I want to, but it's easy to see that the Machlekes, the Ram and the Raivet, the din of the Meiri could be totally in this Machlekes, the Ram and the Raivet. The Ramam holds that if you can't make a wall, then you have to do something else. But you can't be a Rami Masik with Hezek Riyah. So likewise in the case of an Oni, the Oni can't make a wall for a different reason, because he doesn't have the money to make a wall. So if you can't make a wall, then you have to do something else. So what's the other thing the Oni could do? The Oni could leave. You can't be here without a wall. Batsim, you can't be here without a wall. The Ravid holds that since Hezek Riyah can't be Mechayiv them both to leave, Hezek Riyah is not Mechayiv them both to leave, because that's for sure not, because that doesn't make any sense. So Hezek Riyah, so then there's a new din that you have to build a wall. But if you can't build the wall because they make a kerech look good, then you can't build the wall. So then you just live with the Hezek Riyah. Because the chiyuv to build the wall, there's no din that you have to be machik gedira ever. The din is you have to build the wall. If you can build the wall, you can build the wall. And if you can't build the wall because you can't afford it, so you have to tough luck and you live without a wall. And the same thing by the case where it's Ein Bikkur Ein Chalukah, and one guy doesn't want to do good or yoga. He doesn't want to buy, doesn't want to sell, doesn't want to split. So then the other guy is tough luck. He has to live there without, he has to just live there with the Hezek Riyah. Because Hezek Riyah is never Mechayiv anybody to leave. Maximum is Mechayiv to build the wall. And by a Chotish Ein Bikkur Ein Chalukah, you can't be Mechayiv to build the wall either, because then the guy's only going to have a driveway that you can't force him to do. So maybe now moving back and coming back to the Rosh. So maybe now we can understand the Rosh. Avada the chsibas achiyuv. We're talking about the chiyuv to build the wall. It's not tikkun achatzur. The Rosh doesn't have the whole notion of tikkun achatzur. It's Hezek Riyah. Avada the chsibas achiyuv. The reason why you have to build the wall is Hezek Riyah. But since Hezek Riyah cannot be mechayev them to leave, but the same cheshbon or either cheshbon, the chsibas, or even without the chsibas, the cheshbon that I'm making, that the Hezek Riyah can't be mechayev them to leave because a mutual Hezek Riyah can't be mechayev them to leave, because if they leave, there's no Hezek Riyah. So Hezek Riyah over here can't be mechayev them to leave. And the Rosh holds, I want to say like the Meiri, that means not that you there's no iser to live here, there's no iser dira here at all. Even though there's a Hezek Riyah, there's no iser dira, because we can't ask the dira, because it's mutual, and we can't ask both of the dira. So because we can't ask the dira. So what do you have? You have a chiyuv kaisel. If one of them is an ani, and you can't build a kaisel, so then you just live the way it is. Or like the Ravid, if you can't split the chatzur, you can't build the chatzur, you can't build the kaisel, this ain't big a day chalukah. So tough luck, you just live with it. There's never a chiyuv to be marchik yadir. There's only a chiyuv to build the kaisel. So the Rosh says, even though the sibas achiyuv is because of Hezek Riyah, but since at the end of the day, Hezek Riyah over here is never mechayev that I should be marchik my dira. Hezek Riyah doesn't have the kaich to be mechayev me to be marchik my dira. Like you see by the Oni, or like you see by the Ravid. So Hezek Riyah is only ever mechayev me to build a kaisel. If it's only ever mechayev me to build a kaisel, a mutual Hezek Riyah. If it's only ever mechayev me to build a kaisel, then it's a chiyuv mamon to build a kaisel. And on a chiyuv mamon, you can be mechayev. Just to go over the again, if the din would be like the Rambam, that Hezek Riyah can say, if you can't build a kaisel, then you have to split the time. Meaning, there's an iser to live here without a kaisel. So then building the kaisel, not a chiyuv mamon. Not a chiyuv mamon, they have to build a kaisel. There's an iser to live without a kaisel. It's a chiyuv hachakas v'zokin. You have to take away your dira unless it's a dira with a kaisel. But if it's without a kaisel, you have to take away your dira. So then building the kaisel is not a chiyuv mamon in its own right. The same way, l'moshel, I said the other day, you know, there's the Mishnah is the beginning of Le'achbar, that when you can't build a bar, samach l'boyer shel chaveiro, yelam can hear k'tal t'vokim v'sod besid. The chiyuv there to be sod besid is not a chiyuv mamon to give you sid. The sid is just an oifen of our chalkas nezokin. The chiyuv is our chalkas nezokin. Even if I'm meichel you the sid, the other guy will say, I'm meichel you, you don't have to be sod besid. He can change his mind. Because the chiyuv is not a chiyuv mamon of being sod besid, it's a chiyuv of our chalkas nezokin. You can't dig a bar without being sod besid. So I think the fi the Rambam, that's how it is by our chalkas nezokin as well. Even a mutual our chalkas nezokin. The chiyuv is not to live here without a kaisel. And if a kaisel is not shayach, So then you can't live here. So maybe split the time, but you just can't live without a kaisel. You can't live here and be masik masik riyah. You have to be machik yadira. If you can't build a kaisel, you have to be machik yadira. But she'en came the rush holds like the Meiri, like the Ravid. Since we can't tell them both to leave, so even if one is an usher and one is an oni, one wants to build a kaisel and the other one can't build a kaisel, we don't tell the guy who can't build a kaisel, now you have to leave. Because leaving is out of the picture. There's no chiyuv ever to leave. Because if there would be a chiyuv to leave, again, if there would be a chiyuv to leave, they would then in theory there would be a case that they have to both leave, and that doesn't make any sense. So al kocha, that's paka. There's never a chiyuv to leave. The chiyuv, there's no chiyuv achokas dira by a mutual hezekir. What there could be is a chiyuv to build a kaisel. If the usher, if the ani can't, he can't. So rechman, never, he can't, but he can't build a kaisel. But it doesn't mean he never leaves. So like, you see in the Meiri's case is very telling over here. Because in the Meiri's case, you might see that it's not a chiyuv achokas nezokim. If there would be a chiyuv achokas nezokin, then the ani would have to leave. Because he's being mazik. He's living there. He's being mazik with hezekir. And he does not have to leave. Why? Obviously, there's no chiyuv of achokas nezokin by a mutual hezekir. What there is the chiyuv to build a kaisel, and if you can't, you can't. Tough luck. I mean, if you can't, you can't. What are you going to do? So mele, if it's only chiyuv to build a kaisel, it's a chiyuv moment. It's a chiyuv moment. If the guy is an usher, you can be tevayim a kaisel. If he's an ani, then you're stuck. So if it's a chiyuv, so that's an indication. That's symptomatic of a chiyuv moment. Something that I can't make an ani do, but I can make an usher do. Lezan akharim, a chiyuv moment. It's a chiyuv moment. You don't have the moment, I can't touch you. If you have the moment, then I can make you build a wall. So that shows up that it's a chiyuv moment. Says the Rosh, on a chiyuv moment, you can be meichel. Here's a question here. My son-in-law raised a very deep question. Let's say this is all true. The Rosh says the chiyuv to build the kaisel. I mean, it says in the Rosh, it's a chiyuv, whatever the Hezbollah is, it says in the Rosh, the chiyuv to build the kaisel is a chiyuv moment. And therefore, it's a chiyuv moment, it could be meichel, because on a chiyuv moment, it could be meichel. So chiyuv moment means that Shimon owes Reuben money, and therefore Reuben can be meichel. So apparently, the chiyuv to build the kaisel, b'shutfus, is a kind of chiyuv moment that Shimon owes Reuben and that Reuben can be meichel. And vice versa. The Rosh is to both meichel. Each one is meichel to the other, the chiyuv to be meshachta from the kaisel. If it's a chiyuv moment, it has to be a chiyuv of Reuben to Shimon and Shimon to Reuben. That somehow Reuben has to give Shimon money and Shimon has to give Reuben money. That's the definition of a chiyuv moment. Now, l'chara, you could ask, this is not yet my son-in-law's question, l'chara, you could ask, one second. But nobody's giving anybody any money. They build a kaisel of a shutfus. If we build a kaisel of a shutfus, I give $500, you give $500, we build $1,000 kaisel. Did I give you $500? I didn't give you $500. It's still my $500. I have a $500 stake now invested in this kaisel. So how can you call that a chiyuv moment? I'm not giving you any. Reuben's not, doesn't have to give anything to Shimon, and Shimon doesn't have to give anything to. They both have to do something. They have to go into a partnership to build the kaisel. But that's not Reuben giving anything to Shimon. It's not Shimon giving anything to Reuben. But that we could still live with. That we could live with because we could say that that's also a kind of giving, a partnership at the end of the day, although half of it is Reuben's and half of it is Shimon's. But Reuben and Shimon both have certain, in a partnership, they have certain claims on each other. They can't force a chalukah if it's anybody could they chalukah. And they could both be Saimachanat Kairis. Mostly see that they could both be Saimachanat Kairis. You see, the wall now is a wall of shutfus. In the whole wall, each it's not that the one side of the wall is yours and the other side of the wall is mine. We're shutfin in the whole wall. Like we saw in Yishayim, we can both be Saimach Kairis on the whole wall. So in pooling our money into a shutfus to Kakaisel, in a certain sense, I am giving you something. I'm not giving you exactly $500 because it's my $500 and it's your $500. I can't say I'm giving you $500. But I am putting my $500 into a shutfis that you also have a joint bialis with me. So I could still hear that that's called a chiyuv mamon. If I obligated myself to put money into a shutfis with you, I could still conceive that that's called a chiyuv mamon and it's shayach and it mechil. Not so terrible. However, my son only asked, this is a gemara daf over my base. Gemara talks about a case, we have two people have houses on opposite sides of the street. And the roof of the roofs of the two houses are on the same level. And each one can see right into the other one's gag. So they have to build a kaisel. They have to build a kaisel for Hezekiah. Now, they're on these two sides of the street. They're not going to build a kaisel in the middle of the street. So where do they build a kaisel? So the Gemara says, each one builds a kaisel on along half the length of his gag. Meaning, let's say the streets, one guy has a gag on the west side of the street, the other guy has a gag on the east side of the street. So let's say the guy on the west side of the street, he builds a kaisel on the southern part of his wall. And the other guy builds a kaisel on the northern part of his wall in such a way that neither one can see into the other. Where's the chi of mammon? If the chi of to build a wall is just the chi of mammon, there's no chi of rachakas nezakim. It's only a chi of mammon. That's all there is a chi of mammon. If you're meichel, then the chi of, then there's nothing left. That's the rush. All there is a chi of mammon. If you're meichel, there's nothing left. Is that a chi of mammon? I'm going to build a wall with my money on my gag, and you have nothing to do with it. You're going to build a wall with your money and your gag. They're going to be staggered in such a way that they block the whole hezigriya. But my wall is on my gag. You're not a shutif in my wall. I'm not a shutif in your wall. So if it's a din of hachakas nezakin, it's a din of hachakas nezakin. Fine, we have a chiyuv. We both have a chiyuv of hachakas nezakin. So we have to put up a wall. So I'll put up a wall in half, and you'll put up a wall in half, and that way we'll be machik v'nesi. Fine, I understand that. But if you're telling me that it's not a chiyuv of hachakas nezakin, because there's no, when we say a whole hesper with the name, there's no chiyuv hachakas nezakin over here. It's only chiyuv mammon to build a wall. That's all there is. That's why if you meichel, it disappears and there's nothing left. But that, how can that be described as a chiyuv mammon? My wall stays on my gag. You have no rights on my wall. I have no rights on your wall. So why, how can that be described as a chiyuv mammon? That's not a chiyuv mammon. Very deep question. I don't have a terrace for this question. It's here you have a case where the chayra, it can't possibly be characterized as a chiyuv mammon, and yet there's a chiyuv to build a wall. So you see that the chiyuv to build a wall is not just the chiyuv mammon. There's something that's outside of the chiyuv mammon, some kind of chiyuv achakas nezakin. So in the case where he's meichel, so fine, so you're meichel the chiyuv mammon, but what about this chiyuv that you see that you have by the two sides of the street? Yeah, Yishai.
So, well, what's the definition of chiyuv mammon that we're using that makes us not a chiyuv mammon? Like
chiyuv mammon, the chiyuv, I have to give money to you.
And a chiyuv mammon, and we're certain that has to be that's the only definition that we can have of a chiyuv mammon.
You have a muscle concept of having kaini, that you could also have a kind of chiyuv mammon, maybe that I'm going to give money at your behest to somebody else.
But this could be, I mean, this isn't.
Yeah, I'm not giving the money away. I keep the money. I keep the kaisel. I build the
kaisel. No, this could also be similar. This would require to extend the definition of chiyuv mammon even more. But this is me giving money for a cause that will help you.
So in hachakas nezakin, I hear it. I have to invest money in being machik from you.
The question assumes that can't be called a chiyuv mammon. It appears that
even as Rabban in kiddushin that zroik mon liyam could also be a chayv. Midin abekani. The lady says, throw money into the yam and I'll be miskavish to you. But there also, he even if he says, Zroik man liyam could be mechayev, but there's certainly no such, and she could be miskaveshes, but there's certainly nobody ever said that she could say, take money and put it from your right pocket into your left pocket.
It's a chiddush, but the chiddush is obviously based on the assumption that actually can be considered a chiyuv mammon. And it's not exactly the same.
The emes is, at the end of the day, you must be right, because what am I going to do? The Rosh says that it's only a chiyuv mammon, and you haven't went up Zayin and Beis. So something, I guess, is misbakish. But it's very hard to know what exactly it's. I don't know, where do you have such a chiyuv mammon? I mean, how could that be called a chiyuv mammon? It's true that it's for your benefit. Every achakas nezokin is for your benefit. Every achakas nezokin is not a chiyuv mammon. The Rosh is saying here, no, it's a chiyuv mammon. You could be meichel. And the fact that I'm being masik, you can't be meichel. That's kraksusi. So you can only be meichel on money that I owe you. Like the Rosh compares it to, if I'm chayiv you money, you can be meichel. You can't be meichel. I mean, you could do what you want, but then you could change your mind. You can't be meichel crack susi. You can't be meichel, you know, I want you to be massing me. That doesn't mean anything. If I owe you money, you can be meichel. Here, what do I owe you? I don't owe you anything. I have a chiyuv not to look at you, so I have to build a wall. But how can that be characterized as a chiyuv moment? Yeah, I don't know who's first. Shlomo, start coming. Right to left. For me, it's right to left.
In the case where the half walls across the street, if one of the half walls was, let's say, like struck by lightning, who would be chayev to pay for it? Mistama, I would say both of them. And if so, maybe that's the chi of mamon. But even on my half wall, I'm able to force you to pay for it.
Here, that's the what. Saying, even though the chayra, it's mamish my wool, it's nothing to do with you. If it's nenas, so it's nenas to me. See, maybe not. Maybe once we build this staggered wool over here, so in a certain sense, I think you're saying, in a certain sense, it is a shutfus. Even though my half of the chaisel is on my property, my gog, and your half of the chaisel is in your gog, but since we're doing it for this joint chi of our chalkas nezakin, so in a way, it is a shutfus. The inyan zeh lemoshul. Then, if half of it is nenas, maybe they both have to rebuild it. So why should I be mafsid? Because it happens to be punkta the half that I built. Just like if you have shutfin shechol, they have shutfin build a mechitza, and half of it is there. But in a way, you're saying that it is a shutfus. Once we build this wall, we become shutfin in the wall. I'm shutfin in the wall. It's mechidish. The mashal, what would be? It's very mechidish because the mashal, what will be in a case where it's just another nafkamina for what you say, but it's a chidish that this should be true. Let's say the two walls both fall down, but Reuven's wall falls down in a gentle way that it leaves big avonim that are still valuable. But Shimon falls down and it's like, you know, like the glass in the car is like collision glass. It just becomes little, it breaks into smithereens that are hardly worth anything. So, Pshuto, I would say, Reuben gets his wall and Reuben gets his pieces and Shimon gets his pieces because it's not a shutfus. If what you're saying is right, then the din in such a case would be that I want him to stay. And they divide.
Maybe it's a little bit different. Because in the Mishnah, right, we describe where the Makom and the Avanim are Shal Shneim. In this case, it depends. If they both provided the Avanim and Lechora, then maybe they would get to split the nice Avanim. But if Reuven only one provided the Avanim.
If it's Reuven's wall and Shimon's wall, then if it's Nenas, it's Nenas too.
It's but so he nice. Wasn't the one who provided the Avanim. Only Reuven provided.
I'm not saying it's not true. I think it might be true. But it's a very big Chiddush, and it's the flip side of the Chiddush, or it's another corollary of the Chiddush that you're saying. Which maybe is true. Maybe that's what we have to say in the Rosh. Maybe that's a big chiddush. Maybe that's what we have to say. That they become shutfin in the whole kaisel. Since Reuben's not building the kaisel for himself, and Shimon's not building the kaisel for himself. Reuben and Shimon are building the kaisel because they have this mutual hezekriya. So since they're both building the kaisel, so they should have the mutual hezekriya. So maybe what happens is taka, it becomes the kaisel of shutfin. And when it becomes the kaisel, and it's a kaisel of shutfin, the whole dover. But maybe that's what we have to say.
When the Rosh talks about it later in Osei, he seems to say they both have to build each side of their wall out of the same material. He says you can force the other, you can ask the other one to not be, to build a strong wall because you don't want to build out of Futsu Vidafna.
In this case, with the two sides of the street.
Yeah, he brings it when he's discussing, Ratzo Eichel Lichnos Tuch Shalo. He brings this case as an example.
Oh, he brought this case as an example. Oh.
It's a question on himself.
But he said you could do it even with Hutzav Adafna. Since you've been kind to Tuch Shalo.
No, he said you can't
do right. It's a kashanis. Your Highness said right. The Rosh, when the Rosh and the Chadish said if you claim it's the Tech Shalah, you could do it even with Hutzav Adafna.
So he brings this as a kasha because it's mashma that you can't use Hutzav Adafna.
Right. So he says that the oil you could use Hutzav Adafna. And the case over there just says that he doesn't want to use Hutzav Adafna. But it's Malu in the Rosh that if they want to, if one of them wants to, he could do it with Hutzav Adafna. because he's doing a potential loy, so it had no effect on the other guy. If it would be true that it's a kaisel shutfin, and that if it falls, they're both shutfin in it, then he's not being kaisel potential loy. But by doing it behutz of a dafna, and then if it falls, the other guy's going to have to help build rebuild it. That's a third nafgamina. What if one of them falls? Does the other guy have to help rebuild it? Like your case of the lightning. My case of the lightning, I'm sorry. Or your case of the lightning. What if the lightning struck? Who has to pay to rebuild that half? So the way the fee this machshava, they would both have to pay to build it up. But that's not the mukha from the rush, not the way. It's mavu in the rush, not the way. It's mavu that only one of them has to build it up. That's why I could do it with Mutzavadatma. If they both have to do it, then the other guy could say it's Samparas. You're going to build your half with, you're going to build it with Lutz of Adafna. We're going to have constantly rebuilding it. It's muchach that the guy who, that the other fellow on the other side of the street has nothing to do with rebuilding that half. So it's muchach taka, not that way. And if it's struck by lightning or whatever, it just falls. Only that guy has to build it. So then my son Los Kash is back to school. We're back to square one. So what kind of chayv mammon is that? If the thing falls, it's my responsibility, not yours. How can I be called a chayv mammon? Yeah, Nathan.
Yeah, Rabbi, can't this goof like this rush, I'll explain for the same one, be the answer? That if we're in this rush, if you're able to build goof of Adafna, that whatever chayv mammon Chazal instituted, and whatever chayv mammon we're talking about, when the land is shared, and the walls in between in our shared chater, doesn't apply right now. The rush's reasoning for why Gvil and Gadus isn't required in this case, is because it's not Yesod Shneim and not Makom Shneim. So Le'olam, we're talking about this din, this Chiyuv Mamon that Chazal created, that stems from a Sibas HaChiyuv of Hezek Ri'a. Maybe Le'olam in a Chanami, like Rabbi Sanan and Rabbi Edom are right, that this din, this wall, is not applicable in the case of two Gagim that are facing each other. It's two separate Hezek Ri'as. It happens to be that one of them is a Mazik and one of them is a Nizak and vice versa. They're both Mazik and both Nizakim. But to say it's the same as the case of a shared chutzner, where Chazal instituted a kliyim mamon for a wall, to not apply, and is not true. Haraya, which the dafna applies as well.
Mamon goes away because you meichel it, but why don't you still have this kliyim? Let's say one of them is the meichel each other. So the meichel each other, so it takes off the kliyim mamon. But what happened to this kliyim? We would have to say that the kliyim mamon somehow supplants this other kliyim. Maybe when Chazal said there's a chiyuv mamon to build a wall, somehow replaces any chiyuv of our chalkas nizok. Why did they make chiyuv mamon to build a wall? What was wrong with their chalkas nizok? Like, why did Chazal need to make a new chiyuv to build a wall? What's wrong with the chiyuv they have on two sides of the street?
I mean, Stama, what we're saying in Simon Beis is that when they're mochel on the wall, since they can't leave, so Nunu, they're has a career right now. That's not what we're saying in Simon Beis, that.
And a chiyuv has a career itself, per se. There also seems to be saying you can't be mochel. You can be mochel on the chiyuv mammon to build a wall. Okay, so you're mochel on the chiyuv mammon to build a wall. Chiyuv mammon is chiyuv mammon to each other. So take that out of the picture, but you should still be left with the chiyuv that you have in Dav Zayin.
So why isn't that a kasha regardless of Simon Beis? Why in a Hanami? Why? Where is the Hezekiah in Simon Beis?
What my Adam is doing is he's pulling out the rug from under this teretz in the rush. The rush is shvet. The rush is chiyum. What do you mean chiyum? It's chiyum achalkas nizakim. So when I say mahalach, no, there is no chiyum achalkas nizakim. It's not only chiyum mamon. So he's pulling out the rug from that. He's showing me the mind of Zion that there is a chiyum achalkas nizakim. It makes this rush that Ari pointed out, it makes my Adam's kasha much stronger. That it's mucha from the rush that he understood that when you have the two sides of the street, it's not a shutfus to kakaisel. And yet they have to build it. So that's not a chayv mamon. If it's not a shutfus to kakaisel, then by what stretch of the imagination is it a chayv mamon? If it's not a chayv mamon, then how could you be mucha? We're going to have to look for a whole new direction. That somehow the chiyuv to build the kaisel is not a chiyuv one to the other. It's a chiyuv hachokas nizokin, but since it's in the form of laying out money, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Not all the cases do we have to be able to answer. Yeah, Yisha.
I don't know if this case is discussed anywhere, but could in specifically by the roof case, could one of them claim like demand from the other one instead of building a wall, give me the value of that wall?
Well, put it this way: if the Rosh says they can be meichel,
then
they could buy each other off to be meichel.
So
that's basically like it's like a if you can be meichel, then you could sell it. It basically, he's the Rosh before when he talked about chazaka. Also, the Rosh said after 3 years it's not a chazaka, but if it would be a chazaka, so what would be the taina? So the Rosh and the Rosh was that you could say. Right, the guy was there 3 years. And he claims, Machalteli al Hezekriyo, Venosateli al Machalteli. Well, there is a case in the Rosh that he sold him the Hezekriyo. So that's basically your case.
So then maybe it doesn't seem so strange anymore that building the wall is like fulfillment of a Chiyah Mammon you have towards him. Because even if you're not giving him the money, it's like, even if you aren't actually giving him the value of the walls, but you're giving something.
But I'll go for Kasha. This is really part of the Kasha. Why can he sell him the? How can he sell him the? So the mistake is if I didn't have this rush at the end, so I would say that it's a chiyav achokas nezakim. What I can sell you is I can sell you a right to be mishtamish in your chutzah with hezekriya, just like by sid. I can sell you the right to put sid in the chutzah. It's not like kraksusi. It's one of the differences between the schishchaimim and dalavus nezikim. Kaksusi, I could change my mind. I gave you permission to give me to tear my jacket. Now I decided I don't want you to tear my jacket. I certainly can. The rest is for double portion. But if I have a kaisel and you have a sid and you have to be machik your sid, and you pay me off and I give you permission to put your sid in front of my kaisel. That about is binding. But there it's a different havana. It's not because I'm meichel something. It's because I'm selling you a right in your carcass in mishtamish of sid.
Could you like potentially look at it from that direction? So there's two ways that I can be functional in my chatzer. One way is that I pay you. The other way is that I build a wall. So if you say it that way, then perhaps the wall is stemming. I mean, I don't think it's normally the way it's presented. Perhaps the wall is stemming from something which could be presented as a chiyav mamon.
See, if the Rosh would have said it differently, I would have been fine if the Rosh here at the end of Siman Beis would have said that if there are Aiden, that he gave him the right to live in the chutzner and look at him. So it's binding the same way on the skeshchein and rabbiya. You can sell the right to do the skeshchein. Nothing to do with the wall. Nothing to do with being a chiyav kaiser. It's timing. The Rosh could have said, Hezekiah is kind of the skeshchein. Beginning the Rosh is certainly mashma that way. That it's constant, something you could sell and you know, I don't think the Ramban would agree to that. The Ramban says it's odom ba'odom. It's mamish odom. It's odom ha'chayvul b'chaber. But the Rosh said, the Rosh in the beginning was mashmal that hezekriya be'etzim is something that I can sell you the right to be mishtamish in yechotzer, even though you're masking me with hezekriya. So if the Rosh now at the end would have said, so he says, no, it's no chazoka because no raya. But at the end, if he would have continued that line, it would have said, but if there's edim, that he gave him b'matana or sold to him the right to live in the chutzner and be mishtamish with the chutzner, even though he's mazik with hezekriya, so I'll be fine with that. That wouldn't be shver. But the problem is, that's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, because it's not a chiyuv, the Rosh seems to be saying that it's a chiyuv, it's not like kraksusi. I would say not like kraksusi for a different reason, because kraksusi is arba obas nezikin, and over it's adam ha-mazik. And over here it's niskeshchenim and niskeshchenim. You can sell them this. It's you can sell them the right to the mishtamish in his chotzer freely. That doesn't seem to be what he says. He says that it's a chiyav binyan kaisel because it's a chiyav binyan kaisel. Maybe the direction has to be. I need to think about it. Maybe the direction has to be that the Rosh holds that really the Ramban should be right. That it's odom ba'odom. It's chayvul b'chaveri. It's mamish niski odom b'odom. It's chayvul b'chaveri. You shouldn't be able to sell it. The whole thing, you shouldn't be able to do anything. It's mamish niski odom. The Rosh says, hey yois, that you see that you don't have to leave. All you have to do is build a kaisel. So Meila becomes Niskei Shechein. But I don't know how to make that make sense. Okay, the Davening Mincha. Okay, we have to, there's food here for thought. Okay, see everybody tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah.